This episode is brought to you by Elevated Room Events.
Any event that you need, small, large, or medium.
Specifically medium. No.
Weddings, birthdays, dinners, weekend retreats, Elevated Room Events is your go-to.
We fucking love Elevated Room Events. We use them for our witchy dinner. If you haven't seen our witchy dinner, go check out our website, goodmomsbadchoices.com, and click on events, and you can see exclusive photos from our Elevated Room event.
And basically, all of our events are Elevated Room events.
It's run by two mamas, which we love.
They can make your creative imagination come to life.
Run wild. Make sure you go check out their Instagram at Elevated Room Events and their website, elevatedroomevents.com, and tell them Good Mom sent you. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Bye. Oh, well, not bye. See you soon.
Man, I'm broke for real. Gotta make it big, ain't no time to kill. I'ma make a meal, I don't need a deal. Buy my mama a house and a brand new car, myself a crib, pay all the bills. She never have to work to live, she never have to work to live. All I ever wanted was a break, never wanted a handout, so I keep my head up. I swear I hate asking for a favor, even though I need help. All I got is me now. Mama raised four kids on her own, two baby daddies.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And it's Wednesday, bitches.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
I hope somebody is getting humped tonight or this morning.
Me too.
Speaking of humping, I was reading one of Bay Leche's posts, and she was just saying that she, sometimes she's feeling like she wants really deep connections sexually. Sometimes she just wants like very surface day physical connections. And I was like, that's so interesting because like we actually really do go through seasons. You know, like sometimes I want to have deep spiritual sex and sometimes it could just be like a casual encounter and that's fine too. But sometimes I think you need different things.
I agree because there was a time in a season where all I really wanted was to have really... What, baby? Say something. Nothing. Go lay down. I'm going to, but I told you I have to finish and then I'll be in there. Okay? Please go lay down. She's so tired.
I know. She's
literally like staring, like hanging on for dear life. As I'm talking about my sexual seasons. okay, yeah, go lay there. Okay, good girl. There was a point in like my entry into singleness where I really just wanted to have like aggressive, disrespectful sex, honestly. And that's really all I wanted. Like, I noticed that with every person that I had sex with, that that's what I wanted. To the point where I almost felt bad about it. Like, I was like, what does this say about me? What's happening to me? But, and then, like, now I'm in a place where, like, I still want that, but I, like, also need variation. Then there's times where, like, all I want to do is be, like, cuddled and romantic. And there's times where I just don't even want to have sex. Like, I don't even feel like being touched. And... yeah, I think you have to, like, honor where you're at. I try not to judge yourself because I definitely did. And now looking back, I'm like, why?
Just do it. Just be in it. Just do what you what fulfills you in that moment. Maybe explore why. But sometimes it's just what you want. Some weird, freaky, kinky, casual shit. Some real deep soul depth shit. I just thought that was a cool subject. I hadn't thought about it in that perspective. Like, it's going to change. Your appetite for and your needs are going to change. And I think we've been taught to shame the part of us that's like lusty and wanting just kinky casual sex. But that is just a part of the human nature. Sometimes it's what you need. You do yourself a disservice denying yourself, I feel like. But anyway, that's all because we said happy hump day.
Well, we're getting real deep already. Getting deep, bitch.
Because I'm tired. Like, I
really... Yeah. You are getting deep at 9:30 p.m.
You know
Is
what?
Is it really 9:30? Is it 9:30?
It feels much later.
I know, but like, oh, God, my daughter's awake. God damn it.
I know. I didn't realize. Yeah. Fuck. It's late. Oh, God. Okay. Honestly, this school shit's kicking my ass. I'm tired, bitch. I'm tired as fuck.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. I've been like, this morning I woke up at like 6 a.m. to try to exercise. Well, I did. I woke up at 6, but I actually didn't get out of bed till 6:30 to try to exercise. I'm like, moms do this shit. They wake up early as fuck and they work out or like drink their coffee and like do things early, you know? And I'm like, I'm literally waking up to wake her up, to get together, to get it her together, to try to get me together, to get her there, to get me here, to barely get shit done. I'm like, okay, maybe if I start waking up earlier, I just have to make it a habit. I know once I do it, like I remember waking up around 6 a.m. for a while and it was fine. It's just, it's like working out. And also not going to bed at 2 a.m. You know?
The way I look, dropping off Luna to school, compared to the other moms, when I pick her up, I feel like I have to really step my game up. Because in the morning, it's so... I just literally roll out. Sometimes I'm just wearing a hood and, like, don't look
What are
me.
The other moms are, like, styling?
They're fully dressed.
Really? Yeah. I mean, most of my moms at her school are in, like, workout gear. And I'm like, bitch, are you really going to work out? Or are you just wearing the workout gear on? Because I know I'm wearing workout gear and a bitch is not working out.
Well, workout gear is also LA fashions.
It's just comfortable.
Yeah.
But that's like people wear to work, too.
No, I think in LA,
no,
people
I know.
Hang Here. Out in workout gear. No workout happening.
No, I know. Because when anyone comes from New York, they're like, you guys are so casual. We got like wear like spandex on like. At 4 p.m., like, what's going on?
Almost if someone's, like, wearing a casual business casual, like, where the fuck do you work?
Where are you going?
Right.
Oh, my God.
LA. Come to LA. It's super cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll that weed. Roll that weed, girl.
This is just going to make us more tired. But I'm ready to go to bed after this.
I'm so tired. Oh my God, sorry guys. This is probably not good for anyone listening to this in the morning. This is terrible.
Like, wait, get up. Wake up. Come on.
Like, these bitches are yawning on the podcast. Nobody write that in the reviews, goddammit. Oh. We're up and we're pumped and we're ready to go. The
baby pooped the diaper. Oh, okay. Baby pooped in his diaper, guys.
What baby?
Jack.
Oh.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend? I saw you went to Sunday service, Kanye West Sunday.
I did go to Kanye West Sunday service. You flaked on me. No, I'm kidding.
No, I did want to go. It's just I had priority.
So I was inviting my friends. I'm like, you want to have a Sunday service? And they're like, church? I was like, no, bitch, Kanye. No, I'm not going to church.
It is church.
I know, but I didn't realize it was church because Zaya, actually, shout out to Zaya.
Actually, Zaya's, if you listen to our song that opened this episode, that is Zaya Bell. She's bomb and also she's a choir member.
At Sunday service.
Yeah,
her album is super bomb. You should guys go check that out. Zaya Bell.
Everyone in that choir is fucking insanely talented. I heard, like, when you were posting and, like, Ashley was posting, it sounded amazing.
No, it does sound really good. The aesthetic was really beautiful. It's all, like, fresh flowers and... shrubbery
and that hedge. orb in the ceiling.
Yeah, the orb in the ceiling, like this light, ultra light beam. Ultimately,
is that what that was?
Yeah, it's not an ultra light beam. It was really beautiful, and you know what? I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I felt really guilty about all my anti-religious remarks,
rhetoric,
because I do get beside myself with the anti-religion. And I know I keep saying it, but in the eighth grade, I got very Christian.
in eighth grade.
I did. It was
back in 1998.
I believe it was 2003.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
2004, maybe. No, 2003. I was super into church, and I was in the youth group. We were, like, leading youth fucking youth services. I went to winter camp, church winter camp, and the music was the part that I could get lost in. And unexpectedly, I didn't think I was signing up for this part, but there was a pastor at a Sunday service. There was two, and they were both men. They're both men. Mm-hmm. One was from Atlanta, one was from Compton, and they preached a little bit. They did some word, and it spoke to me. And I was gonna.
What was this? What was like the theme of that service?
I heard a lot of things, but specifically, what I remember was. Don't be burning shit on fire, girl.
Oh, shit was on fire?
I think it's fine, right? What's this one? Wait. Basically, like, you'll fall, and you'll get back up again. And you'll fall, and you'll get back up again, and you'll fall again. But Jesus always forgives. He's constantly forgiving. He doesn't care about yesterday. He doesn't care about tomorrow. But right now, as long as you're getting back up again... getting back up again, then God is merciful and that he's always forgiving you. And I immediately felt like it was speaking to me because I was just feeling like, fuck, all this talking. And I'm just scratching the surface of all the shit I have to dig through. All the, like, programming that I've experienced. All how I react to things emotionally in my body, because that's what I'm used to. You know, I was just feeling like when, you know, sometimes you just be doing a lot of the same shit because that's what you're used to doing. And I'm like, it just spoke to me like, you'll fall and you'll get back up again. And every time he's forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. And that's how gentle you have to be with yourself. You know what I mean? And we forget that. We're so hard on ourselves. We're so harsh on our expectations of ourselves, not realizing, like, we're human. So that was a pretty powerful message. The music was powerful. It was just the energy was really dynamic. And you felt that shit. You felt the presence of God. And you felt like everybody in the room was feeling it. And I always say this, like, I'm not religious, but I feel like when any group of people puts their intentions and their vulnerability and all to worship one thing or into one room, you're inevitably going to feel it. When you go seeking a message, no matter how it's delivered to you from a stranger, at a church, from a pastor, from a conversation, you're going to find the message that you need to hear at that time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if that's in church, if that's in, you know, SRF or whatever, wherever you go, that if you're open to finding the message that's in everyday life, then you'll be able to receive.
I think really at the root of religion, like before it became a means to control and, you know, influence, sway, I think that's really what it was. Like that's how they were able to package it in a way, because we do. We feel that. We feel that connection to one another, to, like, you know, a deeper existence than just us, mm-hmm. but also this like primal feeling
instinct of to like connecting to source.
Right. Right. And the need to feel, I don't know,
open enough to charge up from it, to be filled up from the word, filled up from the, you know, the gospel. Like there's all these like words that we're taught.
Did Kanye like say anything, or did he do music, or did yeah, you see he, him, or he, what was he doing?
He was there.
Does he lead it still, or is it like
no?
Lead it, but like,
well, he leads it. But the person in the center, like leading the choir, is another man who talks throughout too, and even he at the end was like, you know, it doesn't matter what you did last night. Maybe you smoked some stuff. I know. I was like, maybe you drank some stuff you shouldn't. Maybe you woke up with somebody you didn't want to wake up with. No matter what you've done last night, whatever you did yesterday, God doesn't care. It doesn't matter. Today is what matters. You're loved, you know, like, and I think people, we all need to hear that, you know? He was kind of off to the side. I think he does, like, those, you know, the buttons. The mixtape, like, you know, like. And then he got on the mic. He performed a lot of some of the songs from Jesus is King. You know that Chick-fil-A song, which Luna would not stop singing after he left.
I haven't really listened to his album. I've listened to, like, maybe, like, the beginning of it, because I like to listen to albums in their sequence. And I started playing it, and then, like, I think I, like, I don't know what happened. I got distracted or something. But what I heard, and he's an
insanely talented.
He's amazing. Artist. Like, what I heard, I was like, oh, I mean, he's just so incredibly talented. And unfortunately, like, we get bogged down by his views and all that other shit. But, you know, being able to put that aside and, like, see, like, what he there's one thing you can say about Kanye West is that he is able to rise and rise and rise and rise again and reinvent and inspire and build. And his vision, he is a genius in so many ways. I think the annoyance for me is, like, the fact that he always feels the need to have to, like, get everyone's approval on that. I think maybe, like, it seems like he's, I don't know, it doesn't matter. The point is, like, I think what he's doing is amazing.
A narcissist?
There's that, yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, that's not what I'm saying. No. No, I was just saying, like, well, part of it is, I feel like, you know, he's always needs to be validated as this genius. Like, he needs everyone to say agree. It. Right. Where it's like, dude, we know.
Right.
You know? Yes, baby.
Can you get me more fishies?
You know where they are? Go get them.
I don't know how to open them.
Yes, you do. Just open them. Q-clock, can you close that door?
A part of feels like, part of me feels like it's low-key his persona at this point. Like, even while I was there, he was performing church on Sunday or whatever, and he's like, this is the greatest song ever, rap song ever made in history. That's just how I feel. I'm like, okay, Kanye. Sure, whatever you say, you know?
I mean, he's still Kanye.
He is still Kanye, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's almost like branding. A genius, like, he's just turned, you know? But that's actually who he is, and you have to love it. You know, you could disagree with a lot of shit. He does a lot of extra shit. But, like, at the end of the day, he's an incredibly talented artist. And most people like that are, like, crazy mad geniuses.
You know, honestly, like, before you invited me to go to that, I had been, like, I was thinking, like, I don't know, my mom said something recently to me. Not too much, just enough. Thank you. Maybe that'll translate to something that she understands.
She listens pretty good.
She does.
She doesn't break rules.
I have a feeling she's going to pour it and it's all going to just go everywhere, but whatever. Get across that bridge and get there. She said something about, like, I remember, like, there was a time, like, I grew up going to church with my dad. Like, that was our thing. Like, I didn't see my dad a lot, but when he did pick me up on Sundays, that was his thing. Like, he was repenting for his sins of the week and also picking up his daughter he hadn't seen.
I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
Period.
And so I grew up, like, going to a black church. Like, that was my first entry into church. The church was, like, the choir, the music. And I remember, before I even understood what any of it was, like, that's what I connected
to. You feel it.
You felt, like, everyone coming together. You felt, like, everyone.
I can't open it.
Okay, I'll be there in 1 second. You felt everyone coming together. You felt everyone's energy. You felt, like, people needed help and people were getting help, and it just felt like a place where, I don't know, like, it just felt like a place. Even when I remember, because there was a lot of, like, people being saved and Holy Ghost and
hands raised and knees never, kneeling.
I think because I that never scared me. I remember bringing my friends to church with me. Oh my God. I remember bringing my little, like, two of my little white homegirls to church from, like, Archer School for Girls, which is, like, this super, like, prestigious middle school my mom sent me to. And I took them to Church of the Harvest, which was at the Palladium at the time. Yes, the Palladium was having church, also a place where people do drugs currently. Like, that's where, like, Lizzo just performed.
Right. Like,
that's where,
like, it's like a concert
hall. Yeah, it's a concert hall. Yeah. And people, like, passing out and shit and speaking in tongues. And they were all, like, scared. Like, oh, my God.
First of all, it's probably the most amount of black people they've ever seen in
their
lives.
They were so scared. And I just kept... I was, like, proud.
Like,
I remember
scared?
Being... No, not... Just proud of, like, it's fine, you guys. This is, like, total, like...
It's
and
normal.
Being, like... This is, like, I don't know. I just remember this feeling of, like...
This is how we do it.
Yeah. Mm. Also, church, though, too, was, like... Confusing to me, though, because my dad didn't pay attention much. He would play games with me all the time. Like, and then at the end would go talk to, like, the preacher or the pastor at the end and go do his, like, secret, like, private talk of forgiveness or some shit. But I remember, like, I think my really, like, for me, church became... negative when I got to, you know what, I think it was my like when I got to high school, when I started going to Catholic school.
What do you think about why? Because I think that's interesting.
It was so different than anything I was used to. It was so like,
oh you're saying that your church experience at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even... I didn't even go to church. I didn't grow up going to church every Sunday because I just also didn't grow up with my dad. My mom... I also got a different perspective. There you go. I also got a different perspective because my mom then started to go to church throughout, on and off throughout my life. I felt like she started going whenever there was, like, she was...
Going through something.
And it was always... It was much different than the church my dad would take me to. And I never liked that church.
Was it Catholic or regular?
It was, like, non-denominational, mm-hmm. but it was very, like... It was in the valley. It was very Caucasian. And I just remember it being very boring. It wasn't as exciting
right.
as the black church. There was no music like that place.
Right.
There weren't people like just... It was just like the energy that was in that space was not in that space. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like... And then I would go to Bible study. It felt like I was in school.
Right.
So then going to Catholic school where it is school and it is like... It just changed. And also, like, it really, like, the people that were teaching me religion in high school, it was a lot of shame involved. It was a lot of shame. It was a lot of guilt. It was really guilt-driven. Like, if you don't do this, then this is what happens. And if you don't, like, believe in this, then you're going to hell. Or, like, you're not a good, or you need to do more work so that you can be a better person.
That was absolutely where I was like, ah, I'm cool. To the point where, because... I was doing bad things, and then I felt, and then they would tell me things like, when you're one of God's children, he also will punish you when you're doing wrong, and like, it's so stupid now. I got caught like 2 times in a row sneaking a boy in my room, we weren't having sex or anything, and I got caught twice, and I was like, oh, this is because I'm a Christian now, and God is not going to let me get away with this. I was like praying on my knees.
Oh my God.
I know, but, there's a lot of reasons I'm turned off by it. The guilt, the shame. There's so many things that come naturally to us as women and as people. Sexuality, sensuality, being in touch with that. Like, I don't think in any situation you should be guilted in doing anything. There should be no, if you do this, you're going to go to heaven. If you don't, you're going to go to hell. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel uncomfortable. I feel like it's like trying to make a fearful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, like, a fear tactic. I don't believe in that. So but also, I went to that winter church camp, and the last day they started speaking in tongues. And then they were, like, trying to really pressure us into catching our tongues, too. And we just weren't catching the tongues. And, like, to the point, we went back to the cabin, and they were still trying to force the tongue speaking.
What? That's too much.
It was too much. And then one time, my youth pastor said something about my cleavage. Of course, you know, I've been a hoochie since I came out the womb. So I was just like, why are you looking at my cleavage? This is strange. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it.
You're never thinking about it.
Then there's the... No. Then there's, like, the black side of me that, like, I associate... I associate like Christianity with like their tactic to make like slaves, like give them a little something but take away their freedom. I totally cannot.
Wait, is your history with the church in Catholicism?
No.
Did you go to church?
I went to Catholic schools.
Right, but did you go to church like in Philly or did you go
to church? I went to church with my grandmother and I think she, I don't even know, like Baptist. And then when I moved here, my dad is, and I grew up in a very anti-Christian family. My dad was like, ain't no Jesus, some white man. That he's not like, it was like some white man made that up a long time ago and everybody believed it. And that made sense to me. It's as I got older, but then I don't know what happened in eighth grade. I got into it. But as I became more aware, it didn't sit well with me, this huge white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired figure looking really sad down at me from the cross. Like when I went to Lutheran school in seventh grade, I went to, you know, Catholic high school, and it just made me uneasy. And the fact that, like, I mean, black people are really, really into Jesus. And then, like, definitely in the South. And I went to church all the way up into, like, college. But, like, towards the end, before I moved from Atlanta, I was, like, kind of getting, just after the music was over, I'd be, like, kind of ready to go. Mm-hmm. They start talking about putting money in the pan, and, like, sometimes they'd say shit about gays. And then it would just turn me off, you know? Because I don't believe in any religion there should be any room for hating anyone. Marginalizing a people.
I remember watching my dad put money in, and it was always, he never put less than $100. And it was usually like two or three. And I always remember like, whoa, that's a lot of money. And I was like thinking, why do we, like, and I'd see, like, because I'd see him put this money, and then I'd see the next person and be like $5. And I see the next person, it might be like $10.
A couple dollars.
And I'm like, why does my dad feel like he must deliver this much? I mean, obviously he's giving what his percentage is.
Well, they tell you.
No, I know. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. But, like, he's really following that. And my dad grew up in the South, you know? He grew up in church. And it was like, I feel like he went to church out of just habit. Because that's what you're supposed to do. And, like, for me, like, when I went and I did enjoy it, like, I enjoyed the energy. I wouldn't say I really, like, paid. I guess I did pay attention to the message. But once we started opening up the book and reading shit, I got kind of lost. And I remember Sunday school was really a time just to flirt with boys. but I don't know. Like, more recently... Lately, honestly, in the past, I would say, I mean, I think like because I have Catholic school kind of steered me away from religion in a sense, in my early 20s, I started like thinking more about what I did believe in. And I was like, okay, I'm a spiritual person. Okay, but what does that actually mean? What does it mean to be spiritual? Is it just that, like, you know, I ask for things, I talk to this imaginary thing every now and then, or I believe that there's something bigger than me, besides me. What exactly is my spirituality? How do I define it? And I've gone in and out of like trying to figure that out. But recently, I've been feeling called to go to church in some capacity, whether it's church or a space that I can go and be
committed to that, like, time and space to
devote
to that,
to figuring out what that means,
right?
What the spirituality means, and exploring that more, because there's just been too many times where I've been like, wow, shit just is working out, something is looking the fuck out for me, and it's not just by chance, and it's not just by accident, or because I'm a good person, or karma,
luck,
and it's like, I feel like I've been feeling called to, like, honor that in some way, because I should, and I'm grateful for it, and I feel like maybe there's more to it, you know? And so, but I've been feeling conflicted about it, and that's why I really actually was looking forward to going to Kanye's thing, because I did hear, like, it is, although it is, like, church in a way, like, it's the church that I think that I remembered and loved.
Right.
And when I saw those videos and I heard the music,
that's good.
It almost like feels like that kind, that's what really unlocked it for me when I was a kid. And that's why I really loved it. And I felt connected to something. And if you can sprinkle some motivation, some, you know, some other like deep shit in there, I'm in. But I have to find what that means to me and where that means to me. I'm like, where do I find this perfect balance of all the things I need in LA?
I think that
you have to pay $100 to go see Kanye.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I don't even think he charges.
He does. Ashley bought tickets.
She did?
Yes.
Free? I thought it was free.
Girl, no, you can just go to the forum for free and show up.
Well, it was church.
Mm-mm.
Wow, I'm shoot, $100.
Oh yeah, this was a new come up.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. I thought I was I think that we rarely get to go to a space amongst other people and then like bear ourselves and like take off the load of the day, take off the stress, take off what you did yesterday, take it off, unload it and bear it. Like there's not a lot of places that we're willing to be completely naked.
Well, we're all here because we want to do some. We want to do some unpacking.
And I think that was what was really beautiful about Kanye, because it is still Kanye. So it's like, is this a concert or is this church? But people are like that's another thing. Raising of hands, the dropping of knees. Like to me, that's saying like, I'm coming, and I'm dropping all of my everything that I have. Like all the faces and the masks that we put up every day, all the time, not even realizing it. This comes to a place and you could just like let go of all that and be like, I'm here and I'm laying down everything and I'm asking for this and I'm, you know what I mean? Like that's a really beautiful thing. I think that wherever you go to seek, you will find it. Like I've practiced Buddhism, I've chanted Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, I've been to Buddhist like spaces and you go in front of a scroll and you ring three bells and you Nam-myoho Renge Kyo as many times as you can. And that shit seems strange in a room full of a lot of people. But then like there's this powerful movement of this like, they call it a mist, this mysticness. And which other places like SRF, have you been there? It's by Malibu in the canyon.
Oh, I've been there.
The Lake Shrine.
Okay, that's what it's called. Yeah.
SRF, it's like self-realization fellowship. Yeah, like I've all been paths there.
It's
to
beautiful.
God.
I've walked over there. I did meditate. Actually, I went there with my friend Alon and we meditated there. And then we went, they have like this bookstore and they talk about like the guy who founded it. I actually have his book. It's right
behind us. Yeah, I always see it. I always see it. Paramahansa Yogananda.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like there is this omnipresent spirit in amongst all of us that connects us, that's in God, that's in our ancestors, that's in our angels, that's in our kids, that's amongst people. And so whenever we can acknowledge that and give it power, it's also giving ourselves power. And that, you know, like, and there's obviously something bigger than us, but I think sometimes I get stuck on the fact like, why we gotta call him he,
him,
who, like that's like what, why does it have to be Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior? Those words make me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for some people that's like, oh no, she's a heathen.
I don't know. I believe that there's a lot of godly people that have walked this earth. A lot of healers, a lot of people that possess supernatural abilities beyond the realm of this world. Even tonight, like looking up at the, like I came outside while you were cooking and I was looking at the moon and it was just like, it's just this orb that's connected to us and controlling, like I was saying, like controlling the ocean. How can we think that it doesn't control us? That we're not connected to, if we're connected to that, how many other things are we connected to that we don't even realize it? Then that's why energy is so important. We are all connected. Everything. We're connected to, I'm connected to this fucking table because it came from a tree that, you know what I mean? Like,
well, because we're all made out of the same shit.
I know. It's just we're particles and cells and
atoms.
I just feel like, I don't know, like there are, I believe there have been holy men like Jesus or Buddha or whoever, and there's not just one specifically that, I don't know if there's one person or thing I would worship. It's more like I honor energy.
I see the God in you. I see the God, you know, like these are just, you have to honor energy. You have to honor what comes natural to you. And I don't, sometimes I get stuck between like, do we need like discernment? Do we need discipline in certain areas? Absolutely. But I also feel like there's so much to learn and being free and honoring all parts of yourselves, because there's like, there's things in Muslim culture I can really appreciate. There's things in a lot of different cultures I can appreciate. But then sometimes I see Muslim women all covered and I'm like,
because I think inevitably that feeling eventually gets manipulated in some way. No offense, like I've
somewhat in all religions and all
in some way there's a controlling aspect
in any system. There's going to be people who take advantage of that system.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that because there's beauty in all of it, and I get that there's discipline in all of it, which you know could be argued, which is why women have to wear this and whatever. But like, I think that I don't know. Is it sad to think that? Is it human nature to just want to control?
Oh, I always battle this in my head. I battle, what is human
nature? Is that our fault?
Yeah, like, what is human nature and what is not? Or
is that our one fault? Like, not one, but, like, obviously there's more. But is that the core of, like...
Like, no, but, like, if I give Erica 70% power over a system, are you going to inevitably abuse it? No, I would hate to say that. Like, I would say, like, you know what I mean?
Does it just take one bad apple to ruin the bunch?
Are they just some fucked up people?
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Like, do some people actually need religion because they can't gauge just a regular ethical moral compass of love thy fucking neighbor? Because it seems pretty much given. But then we see that it's not. And I would like to say that's a root because people have been hurt. And so they act out and hurt other people. But are people just born that way? Like, do people need these systems to be moral?
The system is of what? Religion?
Religion.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, because I'm sure Christians kill.
What do you mean you're sure? I'm positive.
Right. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, so you're not exempt.
No, but I do believe that. Okay, I don't know. Like, so I battle this because I want to believe that everyone is born pure, that we're all given the same opportunity, the like in like once we're born, like in a perfect world, right? I think even in a perfect world, you could have the perfect everything,
environment,
some people,
nurture.
I think just like there's people that are born and just I don't know. I do believe like. Evil can be born as well.
Oh, for sure.
It's not like everyone is just pure.
But then it's like, where does that come from? Is that a past life, reliving something, living something out? I just think, okay, and that's another thing. Religion, so, okay, what is religion at its core? Religion is so quick to frown their nose up at really anything. Witchcraft, witchery, like, bruja. But at the end of the day.
It depends what religion, but yeah.
Yeah, true, but like all of it is ritualistic. The blood of Christ, the blood and body of Christ, like that's strange, you know? So it's just like it's
circumcision and all of it.
Yeah. Oh God, don't get me started. I watched this documentary on Orthodox Jews.
I don't want to talk about it.
I told you?
No, but I already know a lot.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I gotta say it. We're talking about religion. We can't skip over it.
Okay, let me know. Let it out.
I don't think they do it. Well, I know most people don't do it anymore, but very early on in very extreme situations, the rabbi would cut the baby and then put his mouth on the penis to, I don't fucking know why. I know.
I'm not, I don't mean to laugh, but like.
No, it's not. It's
not a laughing matter, but that's their tradition.
Yeah. And then there's another Orthodox Jewish tradition where they match the husband and wife, they get married, they go in another room while their entire wedding party waits out in front of the door for her to consummate the marriage. So essentially your whole family's waiting for you to fuck in the next room. And then you come out. No, they put a hole in your dress so mm-hmm. he can stick it through. Then they come out and like, oh, Opa! And everybody knows, basically, you just got your cherry popped in the other room, and then you have a party. And I was like, well, And I think
that's been going on for centuries.
But there's
in many different religions, though, not just Orthodox.
No, but there's a lot of, like, we've seen pedophilia, sexual magic and acts that are taking place in religious, like, so much.
It can all get murky.
It can all get murky.
Even the witchiest of the witchy shit could get a little scary too.
Well, no, that is scary. When you're dealing in harnessing energy, it can get murky if you have bad intentions. But at the very root of it all, the ritualistic and the sacrifices, it all comes from some, like, rather pagan ass shit.
It's true. All it takes is one dark thought. And then that thought turns into,
No, well, everybody has dark thoughts.
No, but I mean, but some people act on them.
Okay, well,
some people don't. Yeah. You know, that's the difference.
Insanity.
I have a lot of weird fucking thoughts, okay? Do I do them all? Thank God, no. Thank God, no.
I don't know if we just confused ourselves more.
Now I sound like a creep. I'm like, what kind of thoughts is Erica having? What the fuck is going on?
Everybody has crazy thoughts. You're not alone in your crazy thoughts. Just don't act on them.
If they're crazy.
Okay, so... Because I felt... Okay, what would you do... How are you going to instill spirituality or religion in your child? Because I realized when I took when I took Luna to Sunday service, she was so over it. She was like...
How was she into it at first, though?
She was just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is this the last song?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... And she would try to sing some of the songs she knew, but she was... Well, you know, she could have also been just trying to be a brat. But...
Could she sit, or was she standing the whole time?
Okay, I picked her up, because sometimes other people were standing, so she couldn't see. Mm. But I'm
imagine
like,
being that small and having all those people stand around you.
Why am I here?
All I hear is sounds.
Are we supposed to be taking the kids to church so they know some sense of the Lord? Because I was like, she doesn't know anything about church. She was like, what's Hallelujah?
I've always been asking about God lately, too. Gosh, what did she say? She said the sweetest thing the other day, which also touched my heart in a way where I was like, okay, like, I'm letting her lead this conversation in some ways. I want to see what her, like, I know that people are, there's inevitably someone has told her what God is, whether or not I know it or not, whether it's at school or, you know, but right, like, we were looking at the sun, and she was like, look at the sunset, mommy. And she was like, how is it that color? And I was like, I couldn't think, and I was like, I don't know. She's like, I know. And I was like, what? She's like, it's God. And I was like, wow, yes, it is God. And the other day she asked me, it was something else, and she had said something about God. Or is that what God is? Is God in the sky? Where is God?
Imagine to a child how foreign and strange this
concept is. Like, who is this God person? Where is he at? Is he coming to dinner?
You keep stop talking about him? I haven't seen him yet.
When do we meet him?
What the fuck do you mean he lives
in the
sky? What
does he look like?
Like a bird?
She hasn't asked me all those questions yet. But I think she understands that it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
That it's not like someone that's coming over anytime soon.
Right.
You know, that he's around and he's or she is responsible or it or whatever is responsible for, you know, beauty. And things we can't explain.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I want her to believe that there... I want her to believe in the power of energy.
Me too.
And
really the power of beautiful things happening.
Beautiful things happening and connection. And really that it's all inside of you. Because truly that's what it is. And it's just like, I don't know, we spend so much time looking outwardly and trying to find this bigger purpose going on all these, not to knock anything or about trying to go on retreats or like, you know, trying to find something because we all get to that in different ways. But really, it's always here. It's always been here. And it's just... trying to remember that or know what that even feels like once you find it. Being like, oh, that's it.
Right. Oh, I feel connected.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I don't know. I'm gonna if anybody is listening right now, if you live in the LA area and you know of some sort of place of worship I should explore, I'm going on a tour.
I feel like all the black people in LA go to one particular church.
There, I know it's called like The One.
The One, right.
Yeah. No, I'm cool on that one.
It was nice when I went. I was too high that day to like be into religion. I was just like,
it seems, I feel like that's also a scene.
It is a scene.
I'm not trying to do all that.
LA, everything is a scene.
No, it's not. I'm about to go to SRF, okay?
SRF is bomb.
That didn't seem like a scene when I went.
But the music's not going to be like what you're trying to get.
Though. I know. That's the thing. Like, where do I get the whole balance of it all? Is what
Dear
I'm saying.
Dear SRF, can Kanye's choir like.
I need Kanye's choir.
To collaborate with Self-Realization's Fellowship at Lake Shrine. Let's put that out in the universe.
I'm going to start my own choir.
Zaya?
Starting my own choir. Zaya's my first. She is.
No, when you're
musical
off.
Director.
Right.
No, honestly, though. I mean, I think there's been so many times, especially like, the last time was in Atlanta. Like, when we were out there, like, I finally just surrendered and I believed. I was like, something bigger is going to make this okay. It's going to be fine. And I know it's not a coincidence when it happens. And then it happened. And I told myself if it happened in a way, I made a promise. Not a promise, but I was like, if it happened, like, I can't ignore this anymore. I have to do something about this. I feel called to do something about it. So that's why even when you invited me, it felt like, whoa, that's weird. Because
me?
When you invited me to Sunday service, I had been literally thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk about religion, me and you. Because we don't
talk about religion
you know? Like, so I hadn't told you that yet. So I was like, this is so
weird. It felt like
weird.
A big step in our non-religious relationship.
I guess, like...
Gotta tell Jamila like,
we're on our period. We're also on our religion together. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just think really what it is like for me, for Luna and for the kids, it's just letting her know that divine things happen when you allow them to. There have been so many, I'm not real, like religious, but like there are things that happen all the time where it's like, it's
yesterday,
just.
Yesterday. Remember that name that popped up when we were talking about.
Oh.
Right. That was
so weird. It's God, like, haha, I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
It's me here.
You're getting closer.
Yeah.
I'm showing myself.
Right.
Believe it.
Even that moment that you're talking about in Atlanta when we were in a bad situation. And Erica usually be stressing the fuck out. And this was a good, valid reason to stress the fuck out. Like, they're going to come get this shit. We're going to have to pay another day, and we don't have the money for this shit. Mm-hmm. And you're like, everything else has worked itself out. It's going to work out. And I was like, that's new. But you're right. So, okay. Like, I'm always like, well, if you can't do anything about it, you just be. And literally, that was a defining moment in our fucking manifestation of shit happening for us, because looking for Jamel, not having us, like, he's not answering the phone for hours or at all. We've only met him like twice at this point, and we see this man walk through this place. It was just so crazy. I mean, I want our kids to know that there's something, someone rooting for you. So have faith in that and follow that, and don't miss any messages from anyone and any small thing that seems a little bit mystic.
Right. I have a question, Irie. What is God?
Kind of people that makes people.
People that makes people?
Mm-hmm.
God is people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where is God?
In God.
In God?
Uh-huh.
God is in God.
Okay. Where does God live? In God?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Cool. I like that. It's a good description. Well, on that note, it's late. I gotta put this little one to sleep.
No.
Yes.
I'm not done with my fishes.
But.
I love you.
Oh, you're out? I love you too.
Ooh. His hair, oh my gosh. Mwah.
I want more.
If you are in the LA area, come hang out with us on Saturday nights at a simple bar off of Cahuenga in Hollywood Hills. Actually, like Studio City.
Not Hollywood Hills. What? Like, I don't even know how they got across.
It is. That's like, it goes up. It's like the hill.
Okay, I guess.
It's in a little plaza. It's cool.
It's a dope bar. They yeah. play hip hop and the drinks are good. And
we'll be there.
We'll be there hanging out 9:30-ish. 9 p.m., 9:30-ish.
I think we already committed to 9.
Yeah, but you know we're late.
Yeah, we'll be late.
We'll be late.
9:30. Don't get there and not say hi. That's weird.
Yeah, please don't do that. Like, just come say hi. That's why we're all there. We're all there to say hi.
Oh, also, bring a single friend.
Bring a Tinder date, a Hinge date. Maybe that person that's been in that inbox that you're like, I don't know, should I do it? Where should we meet? I don't want to, like, be weird. Just invite them there.
Simple bar.
We'll vet them for you.
We're professionals.
Professional Tinder veterans.
Any other announcements? Oh,
yeah.
We have a big announcement.
Sure do. After one complete year of really strategic...
Have we been 1 year?
It's been a minute. I think so.
I don't even think we...
It doesn't matter. The point is...
We stalked and stalked and stalked like we always do.
The point is just do it.
It's God.
Just ask. If you don't ask, then you'll never know. We're proof of that, okay? This podcast is proof of that. Just everything that we're doing is proof that if you just try and just fucking ask and don't... Just do it.
Just do it, like Nike.
Anyway... We have fucking Sean King coming on our podcast.
Yep, that's right. You heard her. Sean King is coming on Good Moms, Bad Choices.
Yes, and we're so excited because we've been following him for a minute. I just have so many questions, and I'm sure maybe you guys do too. So please email us any questions you have. Anything you want, just go for it. This is your time. If you've ever wanted to ask Sean King anything, or a social activist, or a black man, or a father, or just an overall, just educated human, some shit, here you go. You're welcome.
Sean King, baby. So, we'll be in New York.
Yeah.
Next week.
We will. So if you're out there, let us know. Let's hang. Let's go do some shit.
Let's go get into some shit.
Oh my God, are we going to have a New York meetup?
I feel like we don't have any time, but we need to.
Maybe just like a
bar.
A happy hour meetup?
Yes, a happy hour. We actually have to. Yeah. We just announced it. So if you have any happy hour suggestions, please let us know.
Yeah. Anyway, we will catch you guys next week. I told you I'm your lottery. Don't need them tickets, mama, please. Yeah, confident with modesty. She balanced like a crown should be. She never lied to me. My mama, she inspired me. Black Super.